The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News. Coming up, government hosts Power Indaba for petrol alternatives. NetForest to offer fuel gift packages. And load shedding to be scrapped in favor of cable capture. Very good morning to you. It's Saturday, June the 4th, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. We begin somewhere in South Africa, where Vaguely News' Jonathan Peacemaker reports from the government in Durban on alternative power options for cars, including a homemade recipe for a petrol alternative.
Robbie, it's been so long, my boy. How are you, you sexy man? Some of these power options for cars and houses are amazing. They've got cannabis petrol, which is supposed to be good for the environment, and it also gets pumped through your AC, so you think you're going super fast, even when you're not. They reckon it'll be great to prevent speeding. Traffic would be a nightmare, though. For Vaguely News, this is Jonathan Peacemaker reporting from somewhere.
NetForest, South Africa's premier gifting and tree delivery site, will begin offering its online shoppers a petrol option as part of its range of beauty and survival packages. Clients will be able to choose the volume of the petrol gift as well as the color and fragrance of the fuel, which will be tailored using additives and specialized energy-enhancing flavors. A non-inflammable option will also be available for those suffering from petrol allergies, like electric car owners or anyone no longer able to afford to drive.
Petrol has become the gift of choice for many of our premium customers, and we just want to extend that to ordinary people who have ordinary cars and make them feel special. You won't be able to go far with the petrol gift packages, but you might be able to relive those glory days of long-distance travel and filling up whenever you liked without having to make a choice between driving or food.
And finally, Vaguely News can reveal that technicians have advised that load shedding is to be temporarily scrapped in favor of a more lucrative funding scheme known as cable capture. Cable capture, named after the more famous state capture, is similar but more focused on disruption as opposed to corruption. All funds raised will be used to export oil to various countries while helping to raise petrol prices locally to boost state pension and holiday retirement packages. And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 1027.